Hello everyone, welcome to the Conservationist Conversationalist. I am Brandon Anyert.
And I am Aiden Wood.
What's up, Aiden?
Not much. How are you? Wait, I messed that up. What's up with you?
Hey, either way it works. It was the first day today where it was legitimately chilly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. Is it a good thing for you or a bad thing? You hate the cold? Oh, right. We've talked about this before. We should swap climates.
Yeah. I went for a run and I had to have gloves and a long sleeve shirt and I didn't like it. I don't like it. I like when it's like so warm that you like, because here's the thing. This might be too much information and I apologize to the person. But I don't, there are people, right, when they have their own apartment and they are by themselves, they will tell me the thing they love the most about living by themselves is they can be naked whenever they want, okay? I don't like actually being naked. I'll just be 100% honest, okay?
Okay.
Now, but.
This is so TMI.
Right? I know. I'm such a bad boy. I know. But here's the thing. I don't like wearing lots of clothes. I like that very, you know, like just the, like, I like having shorts and a t-shirt on.
Okay.
And usually a hat.
Okay.
As if that makes a difference.
I also don't like being naked in my own place, but it's for, I think probably for different reasons, which are more comfort-based. I don't like not having underwear on. It makes me feel insecure.
I'm with you 100%.
It's like your genitals are kind of gross. Like I don't want them all over my furniture, you know?
Exactly. Like exactly. 100% agree with you.
Yeah, also
go ahead. I was just going to say people laugh at me because I always say like, you know, a lot of people will like hang out in just their underwear. And that I get. But like even for me, like I don't like that. I like have a personal double layer rule.
Yeah, the only time I ever have like underwear on is if I have a very big like sleep shirt or something.
Yeah, there you go. See, double layer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I just like that. I like there to be that you know that barrier between me and my furniture.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then like for like I also usually wear a bra because like I know a lot of people are like, oh, as soon as I get home the bra comes off, and I like cannot do that because. So as some people know, I am a big titty bitch. and it's just so uncomfortable to not have my bra, you know?
And that's the thing too. They I was reading a story about it. I was reading a story about it the other day. Maybe I should not have gone down this road.
You're reading a story about how I'm a big titty bitch.
Yeah, I'm going to regret this. No, but they, you know, they're like these, there's almost this kind of like, not bullying, but this sort of like, you know, making women who wore their bras all day feeling bad because, you know, you should feel liberated, take the bra off. And there were women who had larger breasts who said, excuse you, but you don't know what it's like.
Yeah. And I mean, like some people say, like, you just need to take it off and like get used to it and get over the hump. Kind of like when you're growing your like leg hair out. I don't know if you ever experienced this.
I mean, I do have leg hair.
You have leg hair, but like when you're growing it out after having shaved it, kept it shaved for a while, it's like a little uncomfortable at first, and then you get over it, and then it's nice and fuzzy and it's more comfortable.
Right.
Some people say like if you just start not wearing your bra, eventually you'll get over it, and it's like why would I, like it's just like painful. It's like and then also like they just bounce everywhere, and it's like I need to keep them contained because it sometimes hurts when they bounce.
No, I mean, I like to just be comfortable. I don't care what society thinks is whatever. I just like to be comfortable.
Yeah. But about underwear, like I'll even like keep underwear on when I'm sleeping. Like unless I've like just had
sex or something,
which is very rare. Like I'll like always like keep my underwear on.
No, same. People are like, well, you don't sleep in your clothes. I'm like, fuck yeah, I do. I sleep in my underwear, my gym short. Like I have like old gym shorts or like double as like, you know.
You just love sports so much. You just want to be prepared in case you need to get up in the middle of the night and go for a jog.
I don't like pajamas. Like I don't like the feeling of them. I like these like really cheap gym shorts you get from like, you know, like a Big Five or whatever.
Yeah, and I just wear sweatpants.
Yeah, you're the same.
And then I'll sometimes often like wear my jacket or my hoodie in bed, like if it's chilly, like instead of because I only have like a threadbare little blanket, like I don't have another blanket really to grab and put on my bed.
This is really funny because of course this has nothing to do with what our podcast is about, but But no, I have like 3 blankets that my sister-in-law got me because she's like obsessed with like the cheap blankets you can get from like Walmart or Fred Meyer, well, Kroger for everybody else in the world. You know, like fleece blankets, right? So I have this like heavier one, but my sister-in-law, God bless her, she got me this one with like little Labrador puppies on it, which I love Labrador puppies. Not what you expect. I almost said 23-year-old, a 33-year-old guy. A 33-year-old guy to have, you know, as his blanket, but it's nice and heavy, and it's warm. And then I have like a Doctor Who one. Boy, this is making me sound worse and worse.
I mean, I like Doctor Who.
Yeah, but I
when I was a kid.
When you were a kid, exactly.
Well, when I was a teenager, I was one of those teens who's like really into Tumblr fandoms.
Yeah, exactly. So I have those for like ones for like more of a summer, you know, and whatever. But I hate having cold air on my face too. So I will like pull the blanket up above my face.
Just wear a hoodie to bed and just like pull your hoodie up. It'll change your life. And that then if you get too hot, you can like unzip it.
There you
in
go.
In the middle of the night. And it's so nice. I honestly should have like, cause like the thing is like, I'll like wear it all day and then, okay, I'm going to sound so gross. I'll like wear it all day and then I'll go to bed with it. And then it's like, I'm not going to do a load of laundry when I get up. I'll just wear it around the next day. And then the cycle repeats. Cause I don't want to do, I never want to do laundry. And I like oftentimes I only have like the one hoodie. Cause I tend to like have the one hoodie that I wear all the time until I lose it. And then I need to go buy anyone. So I'll just like wear one until it gets really dirty.
I have so many clothes that I will actually like leave my dry clothes in the dryer because I can't fit them in my closet anymore. And then I'll just like throw wet clothes that have been washed on top of the dry clothes and just dry them all over again because I feel like I have no place to put the dried clothes.
Can you just put them back in the laundry basket?
I mean, I only have one laundry basket. And that's for the dirty laundry. I could just get another laundry basket.
You could just, yeah, or like one of those collapsible ones so you have space to put it. Yeah. This is not what our podcast is about. Do you want to talk about the Elizabeth Warren sex scandal?
Yes, let's talk about the Elizabeth Warren sex scandal. But it's great, you know, a great icebreaker to get listeners listening about how much clothes is just enough.
Yes, and how many blankets we have. But also, like legit listeners, guys, just wear a hoodie to bed. If you have the money to, go buy yourself like a nice, fun little cozy hoodie from Walmart. It can be totally plain. This is your sleep hoodie now. Okay? Keep it by your bed.
Sleep hoodies. This could be a new trend.
Yes, I think it should be.
Oh, I love the idea. So Elizabeth Warren, there was a guy, is he a Marine?
Okay, so you know who Jacob Wall is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I feel like we need to start with the context, because like some people might not know who Jacob Wall is. Would you like to do the honors?
Well, Jacob Wall, I'll make this as quick as possible. Jacob Wall is a weird little guy who, I don't know if he's actually little, but we'll just go with weird little guy.
He was like 19 years old when he like was started getting into the public eye, and now I think he's like 25 or something.
And he is a big Trump fan. And he always protecting Trump. If you see a Trump tweet, a lot of the time back when Jacob Wall wasn't running away from authorities for
that's
making
a little preview
up,
for later in the story.
Yeah. Would you see his post on almost every Trump tweet underneath as a comment where he'd be like, yeah, mega Donald, you keep making America great again. You know,
yeah, there's a word for people like that. They're called Trump
trolls.
Responders.
Oh.
Huh?
I said trolls, but
I was gonna say Trump responders. Like it's like somebody who like, whenever the president tweets, like if you look in the comments of any president tweet, of Donald Trump's tweets, you'll see like the same names over and over again.
Okay,
and those are people who like build their entire brand off of like being the first people to reply to Donald Trump's tweets. And a lot of times, it's just the same generic rehashing of like, if it's a Democrat responding like you are an embarrassment to our country, or if it's a Republican responding like, yeah, like go Trump, like the liberals will never get you, but like they're all basically, in my opinion, the same scam artists that are just trying to build a brand, like, leeching off of the president's fame. Like,
it's become a thing now too, totally, because there's, so you always see, especially after Trump, you'll see too like these they're always like really blonde too, like the women who will post.
They are extremely blonde and they wear the big sunglasses.
Yeah, and they wash out the photo so that it's even like more like whitewashed, like as if it wasn't already white enough. But it's weird because it's become a thing now with like sports. There's this dude, I don't want to mention his name, he doesn't deserve it. but who goes on each ESPN post on Facebook, and he posts Dolphin fan here, and there's like a picture of him, and he did a video, and he's like, he's kind of a weird dude. And he's like, he's just this guy who's trying to build a brand off of people going, dude, you're so stupid, stop it. But like, that's like feeding into his brand, you know, like people are like, guys, you don't realize every time you post with this guy, he's just building his, you know, he has like over 5,000 friends and people are like commenting like 300 comments per post. It's crazy. But anyways, not to get out of, Jacob Wall was one of those type of people. Jacob also spread lots of, ironically, fake news regarding and Jacob is actually, if I'm not right, he was arrested recently, right? Or he at least had authorities looking into
Well, okay, so Jacob Wall like became famous when he was like semi-famous when he was 19 for being like the youngest person in history to own, I think it was like an investment account or something. But he was big into finance. He has a like our super rich dad who like helped him get it set up, but he was like going on money shows being like I am like a young like investor and I'll help manage your it was like a managing for people's portfolios or something, and everybody was fawning over this dude being like, oh my god, like a young financial genius, and like listen to like the financial advice that Jacob Wall has for you. And like eventually it turned out that like it was all a fucking scam basically, and people were giving him thousands and thousands of dollars thinking he was this sort of like genius financial prodigy, and he was just a scam artist basically. I don't know if his arrest has something to do with that or if it has something to do with the fact that he went to Minnesota to make a expose documentary about Ilhan Omar and like broke a fuck ton of laws doing it, and then published the documentary which did not condemn, like which did not have any evidence against Ilhan Omar but showed the crimes they committed.
Right.
It was ridiculous.
I thought that he also did, he was found, I wish I could remember, but anyways, we can always get onto that another day. But there was an instance too where he posted something or he started a fake rumor about somebody. And it was, I mean, that was where he got in
your audio trouble. Went out.
Oh, did it?
Guys, I'm sorry. Brendan's microphone just does not like us.
You know, what's weird is that...
We're going to get to the Elizabeth Warren sex scandal soon.
Is that better now? Can you hear me?
I hate to disappoint. I can hear you!
Oh, good, yeah. What's weird is that I use this for my other podcast, and it's weird that it must just be our connection or something.
Maybe.
But anyways, whatever Jacob had done, I forget exactly what he had lied about, but he was in trouble for that. He's been in trouble for several different things. I'm not sure how many of them were actually illegal, but he's been in trouble for a lot of different things. And he is
a lot.
How ironic, by the way, that a guy like Jacob Wall, who follows Trump, was running a scam. I mean, that just doesn't seem likely, right?
I mean, there's other scam artists. Like, honestly, like I think I just don't trust any of those fucking personalities. Like, whether they're liberal or like conservative, they're just opportunists.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So let's get into the Elizabeth Warren part of this. So, you take it away, Aiden.
Okay, so basically, like, Jacob Wall has a thing, and his partner, I believe, something like John, something Berkman, who he works with, who's also a scam artist and also an idiot. They're also, by the way, extremely bad scam artists. Like, okay, I know I said I would get to the Elizabeth Warren sex scandals soon, but I just want to, like, go further. Like, they try to create a sex scandal hoax to try and take down the fucking like Mueller investigation by saying that
that's what I was remembering, by the way.
Yes. So they invented like a fake investigation organization to try and like it was like what a Surefire Investigations, and they set up like a LinkedIn account for Surefire Investigations or something. Except everything was easily traceable back to them. Like they used their own emails, like
probably their own IP.
They they released the story like, oh, Surefire Investigations says that there's a sex scandal involving Robert Mueller or something, and like within like minutes, like reporters are like, this is fake. We have all of this we have heaps of evidence. Like it took a few hours for the every part of their story to completely break down, and they kept going at it. Yeah. And now, and their like pattern is like accusing people of having sex scandals. They'll do like press conferences from like coffee shops and from their own fucking like a driveways, and like reporters will go because it's fucking hilarious, even though they know like they're not going to reveal anything breaking. These guys just like to be in front of the camera, like,
right.
But it's funny. And I highly recommend checking out the podcast Behind the Bastards, because Behind the Bastards did 2 hour-and-a-half long episodes about Jacob Wool. The first one is about Jacob Wool and the Krasenstein brothers, or the Krasenstein brothers.
Right, the Krasenstein, yeah, which I've talked about because I can't stand the Krasenstein brothers.
Yeah. Those are some of the like the scammers and the grifters on the Democratic side.
Right. Yeah.
They're still scammers and grifters, but they're also some of those reply guys who used to always be replying to Donald Trump.
And people always, a lot of the liberal, like Hollywood, will still retweet the Krasenstein brothers. And if you listen to their podcast, it's impossible to listen to. They are so terrible.
Yeah, they're bad. And yeah. So the first episode that Behind the Bastards did is about both those brothers and Jacob Wool talking about like the shittiest scammers in history.
I gotta listen to this.
The second episode that they did was entirely focused on Jacob Wool, and it was called Jacob Wool is Still the Dumbest Person in Politics. Both of these episodes are 1.5 hours long, and they go into all of the details. Guys, you like think of like the stupidest like thing you could possibly think of, and then like, think of something stupider. Like they had like, so yeah, so Jacob Wall had somebody at his press conference stand behind him wearing a suit with an AirPod in his ear to try and pretend like, you know how like
we'll have
walkie talkies or something. They'll have like a butt in their ear. So right. Like, they just gave somebody a single AirPod to put in their ear and pretend like they were taking messages. Because, like, and, like, I think that, like, this podcast Behind the Bastards put it best when they said that, like, these guys are, like, they're dumb enough that if they saw somebody with an AirPod in their ear like that, they would believe that they were, probably, like, a security guard. Like, yeah. They're dumb enough to believe that so they think that everybody else is dumb enough to believe that. Anyway, the Elizabeth Warren sex scandal. So these guys have a pattern of like announcing that they have like huge groundbreaking information and then like having nothing and no evidence to back it up. In this case, Elizabeth, like, they announced that Elizabeth Warren was having had a sex affair, or like hired a 24-year-old former Marine bodybuilder as a prostitute. And this is a total lie. Like, the guy that they found,
and she wore him out supposedly.
Yeah, apparently she wore him out because she has so much sexual energy, which, by the way, that's like the Warren campaign needs to grab onto that, because like the idea is like, oh yeah, Elizabeth Warren, like, everybody has this perception of Elizabeth Warren as like, oh, like your old grandmother or like an old school teacher who's going to scold you. Like, if the Elizabeth Warren campaign rebrands Elizabeth Warren as a fucking like sex addict, right, who has all of this powerful sexual energy that she could go so hard in bed that she wears out a 24-year-old Marine bodybuilder, like she, like, oh my god, she will ride into the White House on a tidal wave of horny fans. Like,
why did they think that was, by the way, going to do Elizabeth Warren in?
I don't know. I think that they just wanted to be as dramatic as possible.
Oh, they sure did.
Oh yeah, also BDSM was involved. Like, she was like,
oh boy,
doing BDSM. Like according to their thing, like analysis. It was fantastic.
God, yeah. I mean, the funny thing about that is that I don't know if they know who the audience of, like, the people who were not going to vote for Elizabeth Warren, let's just say people believe that, okay, which it seems highly unlikely to me that many people would believe it, but then again, if you've ever been on Twitter.
So basically they found this, the guy that they followed, that they found, by the way, his name was Kelvin Wheely, possibly pronounced Welly. So they found this guy, like, who claims that Warren hired him as an escort numerous times since August 2018. Like, this isn't something that happened in her youth. Like, this is, like, last right. year. Yeah. Let me see. Wait one second. So during the press conference, Welly claims he suffered a scar on his back from a session with Warren. But the public found that his Instagram told a different story. So, like, people, like, looked at his Instagram and found a photo of the back and was like, there's no scar there. It's... It's just, they're just so
Can you imagine if Elizabeth was like, so has so much pent up sexual frustration that she just like lashed a 24-year-old Marine's back?
Oh my and, God. It's crazy. Guys, okay, and here's the thing, like, Jacob Wall will like act like because he's trending on Twitter so often that he likes winning, like his only metric of his own success is whether or not he's trending on Twitter and people are talking about him. Like whenever he's trending on Twitter, he's like, well, clearly I'm doing something right, I'm trending on Twitter, like all press is good press, and like clearly I'm getting a lot of press. And like, I don't even mind that he thinks that like he's winning when he's right. trending on Twitter, because it's always so fucking funny. I cannot yeah. handle it.
I can't wait for like if somebody starts to write fan fiction, like erotic fan fiction about Elizabeth Warren, and you know,
no. Elizabeth Warren erotica.
She like turns into some like political beast and just starts like scratching men as she fucks the shit out of them.
Guys, I found something.
Oh shit, did you really?
So this is from fanfiction.net.
Okay, of course.
Okay, the title. The title of this is Gun Control, an erotic political fan fiction. So do you want to guess who the lead pairing is? It's Elizabeth Warren and one other person. Do you want to guess who the other
Wait,
person
is? Wait, is the other person a political person?
It is a political person.
Is it Beto O'Rourke?
It's not Beto O'Rourke.
Oh, shit. Well, there goes my fantasy.
This was published in May 2015, by the way.
Oh, May 2015.
Yeah.
I mean, back then it would have been, so Obama was at the end of his presidency. It's not Obama, is it?
It's not Obama?
Is it Michelle Obama?
It's not Michelle Obama.
Is it?
I don't think that you're going to be able to guess it.
Okay, I'm going to take two more guesses.
Okay, you do that. I will have some water while you do that.
Okay. Is it... Let's go with, at that point, okay, can I just ask one more hint? Is it Democrat or Republican?
Republican.
Oh, John McCain. Okay. So, okay, last guess. Female or male?
Male.
Okay. Republican. Mitt Romney? Damn. Okay, who is it? Mitt Romney would be good, though.
Rick Santorum nervously walked clipboard and pen in hand to Elizabeth Warren's office. He always tried to be as masculine and hawkish as possible around people in his own party. But when it came to Senator Warren, that manly facade just fell apart. Like the Soviet Union in 1991, Senator Santorum's masculinity just collapsed when he was around her. Yes, there was just something about Senator Warren that always made him weak in the knees. Do it, Rick, he said to himself. You're just asking her a question, that's all. As soon as he opened the door, he tripped, fell to the floor, and dropped his pen. He looked up and saw Senator Warren there, and his heart stopped. Her beautiful blue eyes and slightly graying blonde hair made him melt. Sweat dripped down his face as he saw how Warren's suit framed her body, accentuating her voluptuous curves. Still starstruck, he managed to stammer a few words as he stood back up. Hello, Senator Warren. Good afternoon. She chuckled. Good afternoon, Senator Santorum. What can I do for you? Well, I was wondering if I could get your support in voting against the gun control bill that Senator Booker proposed. Okay, I'm going to leave that there. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So, everybody, if you'd like to go read the rest of that, you can find it on fanfiction.com.
Okay, just Google fanfiction.net. Just Google fanfiction like Elizabeth Warren. It's called Gun Control. It's by a user named Space Opera. And just like the they have a single line description. One second, I got a burp. Wait, I feel like I have to burp, but it suck.
Okay. Everybody stand, hold tight. We'll edit this part out.
Will we?
I mean, maybe.
Okay,
I forgot to set my timer. I usually have my timer for edit moments. I forgot to set it.
Okay.
So everybody, if this got left in, she's fine.
This is the teaser for this fiction. Senator Booker has introduced a controversial gun control bill, which has the Senate split down party lines. with no choice left, Senator Rick Santorum makes the deal of a lifetime with Senator Elizabeth Warren in order to save the Second Amendment. Y'all.
He saves the Second Amendment by sounded to me in that opening that you read that Rick was benefiting a lot from that encounter. He sure seemed like he was enjoying the view.
Okay, wait 1 second. Yeah. And to read you another excerpt from this. This is from chapter 2.
Okay.
Elizabeth
smiled. How many chapters?
I don't know. Okay. There's 4 chapters. Each are fairly small. It's only right. It's only like 1,800 words.
For those of you who have ever read fan fiction, that's usually. I'm not that I read fan fiction all that much, but I knew somebody who wrote it.
A lot of fan fictions get like 30,000 words or more. Like they go hard. Oh my god, a lot of fan fictions really long. But okay. So, but this one's more of like a satire.
Yeah.
Okay. Elizabeth smiled. Well, here's my proposition. You don't need to play coy with me, Rick. I know you're the best lover in Congress. I fooled around with a lot of congressmen in my day, and they're all packing small handguns. I know you, on the other hand, have a nuclear warhead hiding in your loins.
Whoa!
So here's what we're going to do, Rick. You're going to give me the best time of my life, and in exchange, I'll vote against Senator Booker's gun control proposal. Rick said, deadpan. So you want me to make love to you? Elizabeth frowned. I don't make love, Rick. I fuck.
I was like thinking she was gonna go to like rifle or you know automatic weapon straight to nuclear warhead.
Oh my god. Oh wow. Shit.
Oh my gosh. I hope that's a question at the next debate.
Here's a quote for chapter 3. Sorry. Rick sat down. Elizabeth pulled a blindfold out of a drawer and covered his eyes. Like the GOP when it comes to pretty much all social issues, Rick was completely blind. This is amazing. Oh my god, I love this so much.
It's so great.
We were going to be talking about other stuff today besides the
Elizabeth. No, I think this is great.
Okay, this is good podcast content.
This is great podcast content. I knew somebody, I actually went on a date with somebody who wrote fan fiction. And it was a little weird. I was kind of set up on a blind date though. And by another girl who I liked. Anyways, okay. That's not really important. So, but before I actually met this girl in person, she called me up because her friend had her call me. And she called me to read me her werewolf and vampire fan fiction on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah. So for 30 minutes, I listened to her read her own fan fiction she wrote. You remember the Underworld series? Like, you know, had Kate Beckinsale and, you know, remember those movies? Okay. Anyways, she wrote her version of those and she like read the whole thing to me on the phone. So anyways, that was a fun tidbit about my life. So we have, speaking of which, so will this be a question at the next debate, which is on October 15th, correct? So it's just Tuesday?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. So will Elizabeth Warren get asked about her crazy love affair with a Marine whom she mortally wounded? is that considered friendly fire? So the debates are on the 15th. Now we what do we think about this upcoming debate? Because really it's down to three people, wouldn't you say?
I would not necessarily say so. I think that Yang has a lot of momentum, as much as I hate to admit it.
Do you hate to admit it though? Because you didn't even want to talk about Yang like at the beginning of all this. And now every time I try to forget he exists, and much like Taylor Swift.
I would love to forget. I mean, like, listen, I appreciate that Yang is bringing certain things into the conversation. We have gone over this.
Right.
He has a lot of momentum right now, and his momentum is growing.
Do you think it is?
Absolutely.
Because I unfollowed him on Twitter, and since I'm as important as Jacob Wall is, I figured that when I unfollowed Andrew Yang on Twitter, I figured that was the end of Andrew Yang.
No, Andrew Yang's just getting stronger. Okay. One of the political streamers I watched did a live stream from an Andrew Yang rally, and like people go fucking nuts for him. UBI! He's increasing in a lot of polls. I think that he has a chance. I haven't heard like anything from Kamala Harris recently.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't hear anything about Klobuchar except from what I see her tweet.
Oh my god, Klobuchar.
Yeah,
oh
so I don't god. I don't think they have a chance. I think that Pete like still has, I don't think he has a shot of getting it, but I think that he's going to stay relevant and he's going to stay in the conversation.
I kind of forget that he existed too. Maya Rudolph plays Kamala Harris on SNL right now.
Yes.
And she's brilliant as Kamala Harris. Amy Klobuchar, did you see the video of Amy Klobuchar like dancing at her rally, like in the middle of like,
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, you don't. That scarred me, and it shouldn't, because but here's the thing. If she legitimately, even if she was dancing like shit, if I thought she was legitimately just dancing and enjoying life, I'd be like, you go, Amy. But she was trying so hard that I was like, no, Amy, stop it. Stop it. Don't do this anymore. Leave us alone. So the debate. So you think there's still an outside chance for Pete Buttigieg and Andrew Yang. Mm-hmm. I'm saying right now it is Biden who's losing ground, and then Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, who, of course, just had a heart attack, and that's caused as you could imagine, not that I didn't expect it would happen. I'm a little disappointed in the reaction to it, but I also understand the reaction.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you expect with politicians. All of that being said, we've seen a lot of politicians in the past, including John McCain, who I realize did not win the presidency, but who we question when they would have health ailments on the campaign trail. Mm-hmm. We would question whether they were fit. Even Hillary had issues on the campaign trail.
She had pneumonia.
Yeah, well, she had pneumonia, and she fainted as well. Maybe that was because of pneumonia. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my train of thought. There was another one that was from the past. But anyways, Bernie, and it is serious because he had a heart attack, and that is serious. He does look to be doing well.
Yeah, and he's taking precautions to avoid another one, and he had like stents put in, like
yeah. And he's going to be at the debate. I still think he's a front. I still think that a lot of the people are supporting. It is funny too. To me, it is a little funny to me because a lot of the people from, you know, who are more centrist from past elections, they were, you know, ripping on it, and they, you know, they always tend to say, "Oh, Bernie supporters." And there are some bad Bernie supporters. Don't get me wrong. There are bad supporters of every candidate. Mm-hmm. They always like say that they're really, you know, they're bullies and they're mean. I was reading some of the responses to, it was actually Jennifer Gunther, I think who had, Dr. Jennifer Gunther, who had tweeted about, you know, oh, everybody blew up when Hillary had a problem and nobody cares about Bernie, but everybody does care about Bernie having a heart attack. Mm-hmm. And yes, people did care about when Hillary had issues, because that's what we do when we see these people have problems on TV. But the Bernie supporters, I went down quite a few of the comments. I'm sure there were some idiots in there, don't get me wrong. But most of the comments were people who just were very, very nice about it. And they're going, yeah, you know, you're right. But, you know, we do still believe in him. He looks good. We're going to see how he does at the debate. We're going to see how he continues to be in these next few months. And that's really all we can do, right? If he looks like he is totally out of it during the debates, then he'll do himself in. Like, it's not like, you know, it's going to I'm excited to hopefully see him rebound well, and maybe he'll go vegan now that he's had a heart attack, fingers crossed. So those are my top three still, I believe. I would love to see Julian Castro move up, but he's having a trouble even getting into these debates, with his fundraising. So, what are you looking though for? Do you think that we're getting to that point now? I know it seems to be still early, but we've only got a few months really until primaries and caucuses start. Do you think we're getting to that point now where you're going to start to see potentially who these people might even take with them, say as a vice president? Do you think the vice president of a candidate of one of these people, one of these candidates, is going to be outside of these individuals running?
A lot of people are talking about Julian Castro being a good choice for a VP pick, especially if Bernie or Warren is the chosen candidate. Like, they're both from New England. Having somebody from a very different part of the country might benefit them, and from a different demographic. Honestly, like, right now, I'm open to seeing a lot of different options. I know people want Bernie and Warren to run on the same ticket. I don't know that that's the best option, because they are from very similar demographics, they're both in their 70s. So, like, if one of them has health troubles, like another, the other one could have health troubles as well. Like, they're both in like older age, and Also, if Bernie is picked as the candidate and Warren is his VP and then Bernie passes away, I like don't want that to be how we have our first female president, you know?
Well, we might get our first such a fucking bummer. Though, we might get our first female president because the president and the vice president get impeached here soon. So it's still possible. But
wait, who would be the
Nancy Pelosi?
Really?
Yeah, Speaker of the House.
I thought it was
Speaker's third, and then President pro tempore, which would be who is right now. Oh, I know this. Oh, God, it's not Pompeo. Anyways, I'll look it up. But yeah, next in line would be Speaker of the House. So Nancy Pelosi.
I was thinking the other day, by the way, speaking of impeachment, because we've well established that Trump has to be removed from office to be really held accountable for his crimes. Like, it's hard to hold, you can't really hold him criminally accountable for his many crimes while he's still in office. So now he has part of the reason he has like, oh, Trump 2024, we're gonna just keep he's literally talking about like not reject, he's like saying he's going to reject the results of an election if he's voted out of office. Mm-hmm. He's going to reject impeachment and he's going to try and run a third term. And it makes sense that he would do that because now he has an incentive. As soon as he's out of office, like he could be arrested and like taken to jail. Like, I don't
yeah,
think
no,
he
no,
would
exactly.
be, but like that's his perception of it. So like he wants to stay in office for the rest of his life, so he never sees the inside of a jail cell.
That's why I actually thought that he was closer to resigning than we realized, because I thought he was now like, oh, things might not be looking good for this next election. I'm going to make a deal to where I resign and don't see jail time, right? Because he was thinking, hey, I might be out of jail, or excuse me, out of jail. I might be out of the White House quicker than I thought, you know?
Yeah.
But now it looks like he's doubling down on all this. And maybe it's because people are like, yeah, I mean, we'll make a deal, but you're still going to be, you know, prosecuted.
Yeah.
So anyways, President pro tempore is right now is Chuck Grassley, actually. So that would be next in line after Nancy Pelosi.
I don't know who that guy is. Do we like him?
No, he's Republican. He's
okay. Then in that case, I can say Chuck Grassley. More like Chuck Assley. I was gonna make that joke at first, and then I was like,
he's never gonna give. But you know, he's never gonna give you up, and he's never gonna let you down.
Okay.
You said Assley and Rick Assley.
Yeah.
I tried.
Yeah, okay, I know. You tried your best.
So Elizabeth, going back to the vice president thing, I agree with you. Elizabeth Warren and Julian Castro would be a phenomenal combination there, mainly because he's a young man and she is a horny, horny politician. but if it's Bernie, he did say he would have a female vice presidential candidate. So I think, and I'm by the way, and I'm not even like, I don't think she's quite as progressive as I'd like her to be, but I think the key person for Bernie to bring along is actually Stacey Abrams. And I think that she's young, she's a minority, she is from a different part of the country, she is, and she also makes it hard for people who aren't the biggest Bernie fans to vote against Bernie because so many people actually like Stacey Abrams.
Yeah, but didn't Stacey Abrams lost her election due in part to like vote tampering and vote meddling?
Yeah, and so I think that's the best pick for Bernie is to go with Stacey Abrams. But I think Julian Castro would be an excellent vice president. Otherwise, mm-hmm. I would love to see him win the nomination. But you know, right now, his twin brother the other day, it was so funny because SNL didn't even include him on their skit regarding the impeachment debates that they did. And his twin brother, Joaquin said, hey, if you need somebody to play, I can play him.
I would actually love to see that.
Wouldn't it be great?
That'd be amazing.
So the debates will be on Tuesday the 15th, and we will obviously have a recap here regarding the debates. So speaking of impeachment, so today the White House said they will not cooperate with the impeachment inquiry.
Which I'm pretty sure is illegal.
So the Democrats are trying to do it.
Contempt of the court?
They could potentially be held in contempt. I do believe them. I do not have the official like legal legalities of this. I think that the Democrats would have to formally subpoena them. And I don't think the Democrats are willing to do that yet. I hope that they change their minds. Because I think this is really important. Otherwise, I'm a little confused as to why they even went about this if they're not going to formally subpoena. I mean, you know, it's incredible. When the more you read about it and the more you realize how much wrong he did, it's incredible to me that we just have it. And by the way, I almost said Rick Astley, not Rick Astley. don't even know why, because it's Jeff Flake I'm thinking of. I don't know why. Right. Anyways, Jeff Flake. Give you up, let you down. I can see Jeff Flake saying that. And so Jeff basically tweeted, you know, like he does often, though, but this time it was like, you know, what the president has done, these are crimes, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm paraphrasing, obviously. You know, it's saying all these things about Trump. And I'm like, dude, then let's say these things. Like, you're a Republican. Let's get the Republicans together. Let's realize that this is the best thing is to get this motherfucker out of here. And, you know, and please take Pence with him. And you know me, I don't like Pelosi, but I will gladly take Pelosi over
Pence. First female president of the United States, Nancy Pelosi.
And she's like, she would be the oldest president, I believe, ever, or close. I think she's like a little bit older than Trump. Maybe she's the same age. Yeah. But anyway, so that's fine. Like, let's just get them out. Plus, I wonder if they'll like make like championship t-shirts for us. You know, like when Trump's out. So
like, championship t-shirts?
Yeah. Like we did it. We got him impeached. But anyways, because he'd be the first that we really actually got impeached.
Well, like the presidents have been impeached, they just haven't been removed from office.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Good.
Also, like,
well, impeached by the house.
The fact that the investigative team is like focusing their investigation on the Ukraine scandal and not including everything else is like,
yeah, right. I mean, because
otherwise, like, are you just going to have a bunch of different impeachment hearings? Like, there's so much evidence. I mean, the only justification I can see is if like they try to investigate every single thing, like, it's going to take fucking forever. Like, because like the Mueller investigation took like 2 years, and they're probably going to want to follow up with like a lot of those witnesses, plus like all of the witnesses for every fucking other thing he's done. Right. Like that would take like he could like serve another term in office.
I mean, but isn't that crazy when you think about it, though? You bring up that sort of that image that comes to mind when you said basically he's going to try to stay in there as long as he can because of what's waiting. But I mean, could you imagine what he is potentially facing? I mean, imagine that you know, you're like basically like, as soon as you leave the door.
Yeah, I mean, he committed treason, like.
Right, there's so much shit that he's going to be facing. I mean, so, well, one way or the other, we will, or another, whatever, we'll get some sort of satisfaction, I hope. Anyways, by the way, notice people can't see this unless I post. I should start doing Instagram stuff again. But you got your Melissa Etheridge shirt on today.
I do.
Shout out to Melissa Etheridge.
Yes. Just shout out to Melissa Etheridge.
So that was, I remember you loved her show.
I did.
And this is a terrible segue, but I'm here we are. And you were at another big event recently, TwitchCon.
That's the worst segue.
I know it was. You don't have to tell me.
So yes, I was at TwitchCon one event, and I'm wearing a shirt from that event, and then I came back from another event recently, because events, right?
Yeah,
I was at TwitchCon recently, yes.
Oh, boy. How was TwitchCon?
It was good, it was good. I met a lot of people, I got pretty drunk on a couple different nights, and I stayed pretty sober on a couple other nights.
What was your drink of choice?
My drink of choice?
Yes.
I love margaritas. I love tall vodka screwdrivers. Not tall, just like a normal amount of alcohol, but like extra juice. Okay, I like Moscow Mules.
So in other words, you like orange juice with a little bit of vodka.
I like oranges. Yeah, and I make a version of the screwdriver that I call it the San Diego screw. And it's orange juice and vodka, gin, and a hint of maraschino cherry syrup.
Okay.
On the rocks.
Isn't that what they call it? Like, I guess there's something similar to that called like a something sunset.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about drinks. I just wanted to name a drink.
I see. I haven't drank alcohol in nearly 3 years, but I used to be. But it's funny. I never was much of a hard alcohol drinker. I was more of a craft beer guy. Because I mean, that by the stereotype.
I the only beer I drink right now is a gluten free lager called Omission, which I would highly recommend. They have a variety of gluten free beers. The folks at Omission, but
Bellingham literally has like 150 breweries.
Yeah, how many of them have gluten-free options that are also vegan? So when you drink beer, do you care whether or not the beer is vegan?
So when I've only been vegan now for just about 3 years, and so when I was drinking beer, I was not vegan yet.
Oh, right, because you don't drink anymore.
Yeah, okay. I drink kombucha, which is usually vegan kombucha, except for like the really touchy vegans who would say that I do drink the ones that have sustainably farmed honey, and which would not be technically vegan, but Soma has an outstanding kombucha with, and they do sweeten it with honey, and it's phenomenal. But I don't drink it very often. I drink hum, which is...
You drink cum? What?
Hum kombucha.
Okay. You drink kombucha. Yeah.
No, I'm never going to look at kombucha the same now. by the way, Canada has BC has the best kombucha.
Okay. The only kombucha I ever drink basically is there's like a liquor store on the corner of the street, right across the street from where I work, and they have overpriced kombucha there.
Yeah.
So sometimes before work, I'll just grab a granola bar and a kombucha because that's the only, those are the only, that's like the only food item at the store that's vegan and gluten-free and basically like the only drink that's like vegan and gluten-free that's also not super, super, super high in sugar.
So we have a local brewery or a local kombucha brewery here in Bellingham as well called Kombucha Town. They have a blood orange one that's really, really good. Nice. But in BC, you go to like Squamish or Whistler or Vancouver, and they have the best, like just like locally brewed kombucha. Oh God, it's so nice. Good! They got blackberry and some kind. But anyway, speaking of vegans, another great segue. So of course, you know, Impossible Burgers is huge right now. So is Beyond Burger. You don't eat the fake meats, right?
I do not.
I do. And in fact, it's yeah. In fact, right now it's been a little bit it's been rough times. I might have to go to Canada to this week to get because Canadian Thanksgiving, as people know who have tuned in before, I am part Canadian, or I have Canadian family.
Some I like people you laugh. Say part Canadian. It's like I was like I was born under the full moon. My mother was an American, and my father was a Canadian, and like. Together, they formed me, the hybrid.
Okay. I am hybrid. Which is funny because my mom wasn't even born in Canada. She was born in Germany. We've talked about that. But she's half French. But anyways, so Canadian Thanksgiving is coming up, and that's the one time that me and my mom, who are the only two vegans in the family, we get to celebrate a Thanksgiving without non-vegan things around. And so right now I've been looking for Guardian's turkey roast, and of course because it's still a little bit early for Thanksgiving here, they don't have it yet in the store, so I might have to go to Canada and get one, but so I can make one for Canadian Thanksgiving. But anyways, so right now with the all the mainstream meats, fake meats, that being Impossible and Beyond Burger, by the way, the new Beyond Burgers are phenomenal. Probably better than Impossible. Beyond Burger used to be not as good as Impossible. Now I would say the new Beyond Burgers, chef's kiss. But there's a backlash to fake meats. You and I have talked about the anti-vegan backlash, right? But now you have like the CEO of Whole Foods and the CEO of Chipotle criticizing Beyond and Impossible products, calling them too highly processed. Or as they say in Canada, processed. Former New York Times columnist Mark Bittman, who has long called on Americans to eat less meat, criticized the new higher-tech vegan meats for not addressing resource use and hyper-processing. So there was a response to Bittman from someone on Twitter named Rachel Conrad. She's a plant-based she's a vegan. And she also, by the way, too, I do believe, I can't say for sure, but I do believe she has a link to Impossible, but I'm not 100% on that, so don't quote me. But I did think, I did see that, I believe. Anyways, she did this whole thing, because people have been sharing, you and I talked about this a couple weeks ago, they've been sharing that, hey, look what, you know, Beyond Burgers and Impossible Burgers have in them. Beef just has beef. So she shared this whole thing regarding all the different things that are in beef, triglycerides, oleic acid, palmitic acid, stearic acid, palmitoic acid, it goes down the list, trans fatty acids. And you and I were talking about before this. That's just the thing, is that when you break things down, everything is, or most things are processed to a point. And it's amazing to me. So I guess before we get into that, I think what's amazing to me is that we, yeah, she is from Impossible Foods, by the way, Rachel Conrad. So what's amazing to me is that I get that Beyond Burgers and Impossible Burgers are not the healthiest food in the world, right? Just as if you're a meat eater, going to Burger King or McDonald's is not the healthiest thing in the world. That being said, none of us are perfect. And you would think that these people would see that at least when people are wanting to, you know, reach for a burger, you know, I only have one a week usually. And that when they're doing so, they're reaching for something that is sustainable. And it's amazing to me that CEO of Whole Foods and Chipotle, why they would try to sabotage something that's gaining traction. I know that at the end of the day, it probably comes down to money, but I just don't understand why we can't let things. I mean, all this is going to do is it's going to support the anti-vegan movement, which is, yeah, see, guys, you're not so healthy, you dum-dums. And, you know, so I just, like, will we ever get away from ourselves? You know, I mean, it just, it seems crazy to me. It seems so counterproductive to something that we know we're going to have to change in the near future. You know, even my brother was talking about it, and he's a meat eater. And we were talking about it, and we were talking about all the crazy things they're coming up with. You know, I'm not saying crickets are that crazy, but, you know, now we have insect protein, right? And like cricket cookies and stuff like that. And there's even a Swedish scientist who was saying we could clone our own muscle tissue and start eating ourselves, like cloned tissue.
I don't want to do that.
No, me neither. No. My brother's like, you know, plants are sustainable, people, you know, or at least they're more sustainable than these things. So, I mean, at least, you know, down the road, he might not be there yet, but down the road, my brother understands the, you know, the, that there is that option still. Maybe mm-hmm. he'll come around.
Yeah, I refuse to get my hopes up for any of my family members.
Yeah, and same here. And I never push it. You know, if he's listening to this, he'll be like, ah. But no, I never push it. You know, and I know that, you know, he does his best.
I've got really bad news, by the way.
Yeah.
I think that might be the only Elizabeth Warren fan fiction. I can't find any other Elizabeth Warren fan fictions. Oh, I just want to find out, like, a couple others. Like, I want to compare and contrast.
Well, if you do find other ones, we should just have a full, like, Elizabeth Warren fan fiction reading for one of these episodes.
There's a lot of X-Men fan fiction that I'm trying to sort through, because mm-hmm. there's some X-Men characters called Warren, Worthington III, and Elizabeth Braddock. So yes. I look up Elizabeth Warren, and I see Elizabeth and, like, Warren, these right. X-Men characters.
You have to put Elizabeth Warren in quotation marks, because then it searches for it in that context.
Okay.
So, so you, because I was gonna say, take it. You had a rant about, because we were talking about processed foods, and we were talking about GMOs. You had a rant, but I didn't know if you want to take it away to that. But if you're looking up your Elizabeth Warren fan fiction, I don't want to stop you. Anyways, so.
Oh wait, sorry. Good news. There is some Hillary Clinton Elizabeth Warren slash fiction. The teaser line is: "They meet in the summer of 72." The title of it is: "We were young once." Okay. there's more Elizabeth Warren fan fiction. Okay. So this fan fiction is called Stronger Together. It's by a user named I'm With Her.
Oh God, of course it is.
Oh my God, the person who wrote the other one, the We Were Young Ones fan fiction, they've written another one. Say result comes in, she wonders if she's going. Are you still there?
Yeah, no, you just okay. kind of.
Oh, okay, we're still recording. Internet connection issue.
Yeah.
Oh my god, the person who wrote the other two Elizabeth Warren fanfictions, they've written a third, is called Merits of Sin and Virtue. The sun even isn't even up when her phone goes off with a series of texts. I'm just reading the first lines of each of these. Keep talking.
No, it's all good. No, but anyways, I was basically, but yeah, so my point was about the plant-based. I just wish that, like, we would, you know, I don't know, not get in our own way with some of this stuff. Like for instance, you don't like fake meats. True. But a lot of people do. And so it's good that option is there. And not everybody has to. Like, the one guy actually made the comment. I don't know if this is Bittman or if it was the CEO of Whole Foods. But he actually made the comment, there was a time when veggie burgers weren't trying to be something they're not. That was his comment.
Yeah. Okay. One more thing. There's a fan fiction called Cinder Rodham. Like Rodham Clinton, like Hillary, right. Like Hillary. Yes. So Cinder Rodham, a ridiculous Cinderella AU that nobody asked for, but that I wrote anyways. The Kingdom of America is entering its next coronation cycle and is about to select its newest king or queen. Noblewoman Cinder Rodham thinks she's got what it takes to win the crown, but her wicked stepfather, meddlesome stepbrothers, and a sinister cat are out to thwart her chances at every turn and keep her a prisoner in her own home. Some mice, some magic, and an encounter with the 42nd king just might be enough to help her break free. Who was this 42nd president?
42nd. Oh, that was, what was his name?
Clinton? Or not Clinton. Yeah, Bill.
Was he the 42nd?
Obama was 44, 43. Wait.
Okay, hold on, because, okay, 45 is Trump.
Bush. Yeah, 43 was Bush. So oh, yeah, yeah. Clinton, with the 42nd king, that's got to be Bill Clinton. Okay.
Yep. Math is hard. So hard. Yeah. Oh man. So what else do we have going? Oh, I did this past week. This is why we didn't have a show last week. And you were at Twitch, or you just came back from TwitchCon.
Yes.
I was doing the Ragnar triple peak challenge for Neuroworks. Did you see any of my posts regarding that?
No, wait. Okay, sorry, I was not paying attention. I was reading. Okay, I'm gonna close this. I'm gonna close that window.
It's okay. I totally understand why. Okay? I totally understand why the Elizabeth Warren. So no, you're fine.
Okay, please. I am an active listener.
So I did the Ragnar Triple Peak Challenge for,
and I'm so proud of you for that.
I appreciate that. But did you see my post about it? Because I was gonna ask you a question, like a trivia, and I didn't know if you'd seen my post and already.
Could you ask the question and then I can decide whether I've seen it?
Can you guess how many feet I climbed?
Many.
I mean, I guess that's subjective. But so I climbed 3,722 feet.
I was totally going to guess like 15,000.
15,000? Jesus Christ. Yeah, I climbed Denali for – no.
I don't know how much that is. You know, like, I don't – it's just big. All I hear is big.
Let's see if Denali is.
I guess that's like would be like 3 miles, right?
No, Denali's 20,000 feet. So I think Rainier might be like 15,000 feet. Let's see here. Rainier is 14,411. So you would have been very close to Mount Rainier, which is east of Seattle. So 3,000. So for instance, so I think like you're supposed to climb like 200 feet, 400 feet, and like 600 feet. So that's like 1,200 feet. So I smashed that. Final day, I went up to a place called Raptor Ridge here in the Chuckanut Mountains, like 1,600 feet, and climbed that. And the charity is Neuroworks, which helps get people who are paralyzed and such spine injuries, helps them get back on, or nice. Helps out with new treatments and stuff like that. So yeah, so that's what I did. You called me a nerd this morning.
I did call you. I called you a nerd twice.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I opened Brandon's Instagram story. I'm like, cool. Let me check in on my friend Brandon.
Yeah.
And I start out. It's like a many part story. And it starts out with a video of him sorting through. Yeah, it was like a 4-part story. Yeah. And he was looking through his closet and being like, wow, I own so many jerseys. And it's like the first section is this video of him. looking through his jerseys. And I'm like, yeah, that's a lot of jerseys. So I message him in response. I'm like, I'm a nerd. And so then I go to the next video. And he's still sorting through jerseys.
Yeah.
He's continuing. And he's not like slowly looking at each jersey. He's like going through them pretty quickly. And it takes him like a whole second video to go through some more jerseys. Yeah. I'm like, wow, he does have a lot of jerseys. Third video! It's still more jerseys! I don't know why you need this many jerseys! Like, it just seems excessive. And so I'm like, wow, this guy, Brandon, he's kind of a nerd. Like, why does he have all of these jerseys? Like, does he have, like, a lot of repeats? Are these all... I don't know.
No.
Anyways, fourth video, it's still more jerseys. And at this point, I'm just like, I gotta tell him again he's a nerd. Like, the first time it didn't cut it.
So you so want to know what... You want to know what the sad part about that is?
Yeah.
I hadn't even
it's still like as many jerseys as you do.
Oh, I hadn't hung up three of them that were sitting on a chair next. Yeah. Yeah.
You need to get rid of some of them and make room for some hoodies.
Oh no, I have I can show you a video of those.
Okay.
I have yeah.
Or like just like you don't need all of them.
Charity. No, I need all these.
Oh, because you go to different sports teams and you need like a different jersey. Because if you go to like a Seattle Seahawks game and then you go to a Sonics game and then you go to like...
Sonics, oh my God, that hurts. Wait. We don't have the Sonics anymore.
Oh yeah, I forgot. You guys gave those away.
Whoa.
Wait, that's like a Howard
Schultz. We didn't give them away. They were stolen by Howard Schultz.
Howard Schultz, future president of the United States.
So I have a lot of hoodies though too.
And you got to go to the soccer games.
I have my USA rugby one on right now.
Okay.
And oops, wrong side here. And I was just watching while we were like doing this. I was watching because it's a World Cup right now, rugby. And
oh, cool! Congratulations.
What?
I don't know what to say to that.
They lost like 47-12.
Congratulations.
To Argentina. But anyways.
For Argentina.
People don't really care, but I have a lot of jerseys. I'm a huge sports fan. I'm actually, one is coming in the mail soon as well because like I'm a season ticket holder for the Seattle Seawolves rugby. And so they're like, hey, we put all the season ticket holder names on this year's jersey. I'm like, oh, take my fucking money because my name's on it. I'm going to buy it. So I've got one of those coming in too. But no, yeah, I do. I have like, I have a lot of Sounders jerseys. I bought one of the
That's the new basketball team you guys have?
No, that's our soccer team. We don't have new baseball team.
You don't have a basketball team?
No, we're hoping to get one. We got
So he like gave it away. He didn't.
Yeah, they're now called the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yes. I listened to a podcast episode about them. But not about them. It was about Oklahoma City and about the design of Oklahoma City and like the drama with you guys. That was sort of an afterthought.
Yeah, we hate them.
Yeah.
They stole our thunder.
In a way, like aren't they kind of like your baby?
The thunder.
Yeah, because like you gave some of your like DNA, and they're growing into their own person.
If you were to here's the thing: if an evil person were to kidnap your baby and turn them into a terrible person, then yes.
I'm sure they're trying their best.
I mean, I'm sure they are too. But when you get stolen and ripped away from you, because
why don't you still want them to be like? If I had a baby and it was cruelly taken from me, I would still want the best for them.
So we had one. Here's the sports section of the show. So we had one player, Kevin Durant. Well, Russell Westbrook, who's now gone as well.
You guys lost Kevin Durant?
Well, no, we drafted Kevin Durant as a Sonic.
Okay.
And then he went to Oklahoma with the team. And then, so he was like, he and Russell Westbrook were like the last Seattle Supersonics. I think like there was a couple others, but like recently they were the last two to like still be on the Oklahoma.
So I was going to say like, he's like one of the really, really good ones, right?
He is. Yeah.
He's the
Slim Reaper. Yeah, and he now plays.
Okay. Just gonna say, like, wow, he really like Howard Schultz really fucked you guys. Like, you had like literally
After we drafted Kevin fucking Durant, he's like, oh, and don't worry, guys. Now that I bought the team, I'm not gonna move them. Wink, wink.
But does he still own them or did he just completely sell? Still own the team and just wanted to it move to a different location?
I'll have to, that'll be for another day. because I don't know how exactly the rest of that, how that all panned out after, because we were like so pissed off when it happened that basically, like, I mean, this is the thing, like, we get so mad every time the Thunder are in the playoffs because we're like, how dare you? Because, like, the Sonics were...
Don't get mad at Howard Schultz. Don't get mad at the team itself. Like,
I mean, that's fair. You're right. You're very, very... What you're saying makes sense, and I hate it. But the... So the thing is that we had... So we actually... The Sonics went to the NBA championship in, I want to say, 92. I was, like, just a wee child. And we went against the Bulls, and that was like the Bulls when they had Jordan and Scottie Pippen and like go down the list.
Those are all names I know.
Yeah. And so anyways, we had Detlef Schrempf, Gary Payton and Sean Kemp.
My favorites.
Oh yeah. Great. I mean, that's my childhood.
Yeah.
And so they lose the Bulls because Michael Jordan. And then we go through a few years of like some bad, you know, not so good times. Like we saw Gary Payton, whatever. Sean Kemp like got a little bit robust, and and he was not quite what he used to be. He got put on a little bit of weight, and then we get a really good draft pick because our team sucks. And as you know, if you're one of the worst teams in the regular season, you get a higher draft pick. And so we get Kevin goddamn Durant. And then, gone. Later, Sonics. I actually went to Key Arena. I was a bumper shoot in 2006, I want to say. So a year, yeah, I think it was a year before they left. And I was so sad that I went to the Sonics gift shop. And it was there for Bumper Shoot, which was a music festival. And I went to the gift shop and bought like a Sonics pennant. And just like remember them, knowing they'd never be back. And now maybe we'll get him back. Because now we're redoing the arena because we're getting a hockey team in 2021.
Okay, but, like, you could just – couldn't you guys just, like, buy a team?
Yeah, that's what
we're – make a team?
So expansion has to go through – people are – So to make this short for our listeners –
Wait, Brandon, why do you do an environmental podcast and not a sports podcast?
I really should do a sports podcast.
You do an environmental podcast and you do a music podcast, but like clearly your true passion is sports.
I mean, I've called play-by-play on games numerous times. But anyways, so keep this short for the listeners. So basically expansion, when the NBA only allows expansion teams, so often you have to have enough money to buy an expansion team, and then the whole league has to approve it. And so they also have to approve that you have a place to play. So now we know we're closer to that because the NHL, which usually basketball and hockey share a Staples Center, for instance, has both the LA Kings, the LA, which are hockey, and then the LA Lakers and the LA Clippers, which are both basketball.
Basketball teams and hockey teams usually share the same center?
Yes. Yes.
I didn't know that. That seems weird.
Yeah, so they do.
Why?
Because it's easy, because it's the same.
Like, I want an Olympic swimming pool and then a golf course.
So it's easy
I want some tennis courts. But like I want like a big professional tennis court. We'll host Wimbledon and that shit, and then I want a roller derby arena.
Do you know what surface you would need to host Wimbledon?
A surface?
Yeah.
I know that so Wimbledon has a softer surface than the mm-hmm. US Open and the Australian Open. And then the French Open. Do you know the only reason I know this?
Yeah, I'm curious.
This past month I did an online trivia competition called Learned League. I mean, basically mm-hmm. Learned League is a trivia competition. It works sort of on an honor system. You get 6 questions in the morning and you have a day to answer them. And you have to, and like the questions are like usually longer, and there will be hints in the question about the answer. So sometimes even if you don't really know the answer, you might be able to reason it out. Just based on the logic and common sense that they give you, but it's tricky. There's also a defensive element to Learned League where, in addition to answering the questions yourselves, you get matched against somebody and you have to defend against them. Like you can, like I can see, like, oh, this person has gotten every single art question right, and they've gotten almost no science questions right.
Okay.
So I'm going to assign a lot of points to the science question right. and assign 0 points to the art question. So even if they get 3 questions right, like if they might only get 2 points. Like where if I could get like 2 questions right and I could like beat them in the round. So there's like the answering the trivia, but then also defending against
right.
Your opponent. So it's pretty cool. Anyways, they had a question that was like, which two surfaces are like which two like tennis competition major tennis what's the word like grand slams
yes
yeah like which two grand slams have are played on hard surfaces?
Australian Open and US Open.
Yeah, and so the reason I was able to figure that out, and this is probably has nothing to do with the reason it actually is played like this, but I was thinking, well, like the other two Grand Slams are Wimbledon and the French Open, right?
Yes, yes.
And like that's in London or the UK, and then yep. France.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like old world. They're probably very stuffy and traditional. And then I was like, America and Australia, those are like the cool guys, right?
I mean, that logic is incredible.
They're like the new, they're like new canoeer countries. They're more willing to shake things up and like,
They like that hard surface. They want
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and so I was like, well, like, which one would it be? Like, which one's yeah. the traditional one? And then I was thinking, well, concrete or whatever. That's probably not played on concrete, but like the hard surface probably uses technology. Historically, it's probably played on like grass or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wimbledon is played on grass.
The hard one's probably the new one. And you had to guess both of them. So I guess US Open and Australian Open. And I got them both right. And I was like, fuck, yes. Anyways, why are we bringing this up?
So Wimbledon is played on grass. You're correct, and it's all lawn sports at Wimbledon, the club of Wimbledon. So you got like lawn bowling and
croquet,
tennis. I'm sure, yeah.
Badminton.
Badminton.
I don't know what badminton is.
For another day. But I come from a line of champion badminton players.
Of course, you fucking do.
Really, just my grandfather. And the only reason I know is because he always tells me a story about how he beat the guy who was part of Greenpeace, on Vancouver Island at badminton. Anyways, for another day. But in France, Roland Garros, which is where they play, the French Open, it's clay. And the thing about clay is you can slide across it and it's so softer and it's, you have more mobility, totally different game almost. Rafael Nadal is like, that's his best court is clay. And he loves it because he can just like slide across it.
Slide to the left.
And yeah, exactly. Yeah. But anyways, so before we go, so yeah, end of the day. What was it? So yeah, the reason they have basketball and hockey in the same building is because they can put the basketball court on top of the ice rink when they need to use it. It's very easy to switch it out, and the stands are the same.
They can put the basket. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was thinking like take the whole building with the basketball courts in and like lift it up and put it on top of like the entire. So yeah, like a hot. Like, I was like, dude, does like the ice like cool the basketball arena or something?
So they cover it first, the ice, and then so they make sure like it doesn't make the wood cold. And by the way, I am not an engineer when it comes to this, so that's just what I've seen them do. And then they put the court down, and that's how they change it.
Do they like come in and they like lay down planks or something? Do they press a button and something comes over it?
No, they press a button. They have a bunch of guys come out like separate parts of the court, and they put the wood down. And then they, and of course you can have courtside seating with basketball, so they take away the boards for like ice hockey and stuff like that. So now that we get an NHL team 2021, and so now the thought is we will get the Sonics back, but will we ever have the Sonics back? Because Oklahoma City will still exist, so the Sonics are still caught.
No, they're not the Sonics, they're the Thunder.
We call them the Zombie Sonics up here. And, yeah.
But can't you just buy any team and just call them the Sonics? Like, is that not the same?
Yeah, we can buy an expansion team, which is what we hope to do, but we have to prove we have the right place, that we have a city capable and an arena capable of having a team, and we have to have an ownership group that can afford it, because it's like, to buy a team right now, I think is $8 billion. And so you need a big ownership group, and or you just have to be Steve Ballmer, who bought the Clippers by himself.
You tax billionaires.
Or you could do that. Yeah.
And just tax the fuck out of them.
And then we bring the price of teams down.
Yes.
Which would be nice. But we are getting a hockey team in 2021. And as you can imagine, my, you know, hybrid Canadian heart is just overjoyed about that. So we'll have a hockey team. We still haven't named them yet. That's to come.
We've been like kind of spotty with our podcast recording lately because we've got a lot of stuff going on.
Right.
And I like always forget how much I like talking to you.
Everybody's like, yeah, I wish you'd do that after you stop recording.
No, yeah, well, yeah. Fuck them. Exactly. Like, no offense, listeners, but like,
we love you, but fuck you.
Like, literally, like, this is just like, like my weekly, like, or my semi-weekly, like, chat sesh with my friend Brandon that he happens to record and put on the internet.
Right.
But what I was saying is like, this is like the only like actual conversation I have. I have in terms of speaking, like, I mean, like, me and my roommate Bridget sometimes like often talk when she's here, but she's often like, she's a campaign manager for a political candidate who lives the district over, so she's usually not here. And unless when she's not here, I mostly spend like all my time by myself, and I don't really talk to people who aren't my coworkers, my viewers and other streamers or my employers. Like, this is like the only like friend to friend conversation I like ever have. So I'm like, sorry for the people who are like, oh my God, just fucking talk about politics or something already. Like,
you know what it reminds me of though? If you ever watch, I know I always bring this up and people will be like, oh, there we go. Another Bernie bro talking about TYT. But the Young Turks, they have this, this show called Old School. And on Old School, they just talk about, like, it's exactly like how we do the podcast. They start off with stuff, and it just goes into new stuff. And, like, one time he was talking about, like, Jenk is talking about his favorite pair of underwear. He was talking about, like, they go into this crazy, and that's what it reminds me of. It's just like, one thing leads to another. But anyways, on that note, I'm sure we'll carry on some form of conversation until you fall asleep. But
I did take melatonin.
Yeah.
Because I realize, like, if I don't take melatonin now, I won't, like, when I usually go to sleep, I gotta, like, get a plan.
So, but thank you, everybody, for staying with us through this one, through the Elizabeth Warren sexcapades.
With Rick Santorum.
Rick Santorum. Hot shit. And then the...
How long do you think it would have taken for you to guess Rick Santorum?
It would have taken forever. I'm not even kidding. Like, I would have guessed Rick Astley before Rick Santorum.
Okay, when's the last thing he... Is he still alive? Is he still, like...
Rick Santorum? Yeah. Rick Santorum's still alive. Rick Perry's still alive. Thank you for sticking with us through the Elizabeth Warren sexcapades, the debate, meatless meats, and then a whole lot of talk about sports that you guys definitely did not tune in for. But we hope you enjoyed it, and we'll be back next week with a recap of the fourth debate?
Yes, it'll be the fourth.
Fourth.
It's going to be so hard to keep track of them.
We're going to have...
Also, the fourth debate's going to have like 12 people in it one night.
Yeah, but it's not going to be two nights, right?
Yeah, it's going to be one night for 12 people.
Yeah, and we're going to have... So I believe, let's see, Bernie, Elizabeth, Warren, Buttigieg, Beto, Biden, Kamala, Julian. That's all I can name right now.
Klobuchar.
Is she going to be in it?
I think Klobuchar made it. I think that Tom Steyer also
Steyer, whatever the hell his name is. Yeah, so that's 10. I don't know who the other two are. Andrew Yang.
I don't remember everybody you've named so far.
That's okay. Name one. Let's see if we can get it.
It's
not the little blonde one, is it?
Gillibrand.
Thank you.
She dropped out. Little blonde one. For a person who made feminism like the point of her campaign, basically, and like fighting for women's equality, you call her the little blonde one.
I mean, I read that in a nice way.
Brandon just like was like turned bright red and covered his whole face with his hands. He physically recoiled from the camera in shame.
I meant, you know, like,
you meant she is small and blonde.
Right. I found her endearing, honestly. So
oh,
anyway,
wow. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Canceled.
Who else do we have, though? Oh, damn. Who are we missing?
Did Hickenlooper drop out yet?
God, yes. He did. Yeah. Yeah.
I know Inslee dropped out.
Yeah. Inslee dropped out, too.
And then what's his face? The radical one.
John Delaney?
No. Oh, my God. Is John Delaney here? Please.
No. He's not. No.
Okay. Democratic debate, October 15th. I need to settle this.
Before we let everybody go, you got to hold on for a few seconds. Trying to think. Who else? Because remember, too, we had the Montana guy in the last debates. And we're like, where the hell did he come from?
Okay. It's Joe Biden, Cory Booker.
Oh, Cory Booker.
Cory Booker, and the last one, did you get Tulsi Gabbard?
No, she's in this one? She wasn't in the last
one. She's in this one.
Okay, so somebody I said must not be in it.
No, there's 12 people. Biden, Booker, Buttigieg, Castro, Gabbard, Harris, Klobuchar, O'Rourke, Sanders, Steyer, whatever, Warren, and Yang.
Okay, so I said somebody in there that must not be in it, because I was counting. And I obviously included somebody who must not be. But anyways, regardless, there you go. So Cory Booker, how did I forget old poor Cory?
I don't know. I like Booker. I mostly like him because he's vegan. he's dating Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like those are the only reasons I support him right now.
Because she was great in Josie and the Pussycats. Anyways, everybody, thank you for sticking with us. And like I said, we'll be back next week with the debate recap. Thank you again. And it's late, and that's why I'm repeating myself.
And we love you. Stay dope. We love you all, even though I said fuck you earlier.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, fuck you, but we love you. Stay dope.